Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mystery thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Deep Dark Descending by Alan Eskins, published by 7th Street Books in 2017. Today's book is all about grief, revenge, and Minnesota winters. Homicide detective Max Rupert is still grieving his wife's untimely death, a hit and run where the culprit was never found. 4.5 years later, Max finds evidence that his wife was murdered, a recording of a phone call between two unnamed men. And despite his other responsibilities and the warnings from his superiors not to investigate her death, Max is determined to find her killers and bring them to justice. But whose justice? Plagued by the memories of his wife and the open wound of his grief, Max battles through the Minnesota winter to find the men responsible. His wife had been a social worker at the local hospital, and Max calls on favors to find out what she was working on the day of her death. His investigations lead him to an unsolved murder, one of his own cold cases, and the underworld of strip clubs, prostitution, and the international sex trafficking trade. But when Max finds the man behind his wife's murder, what will he do? What would she want him to do? And what will heal his pain? The Deep Dark Descending is a heartfelt thriller about a man who is lost after the death of his one true love. 4 years have passed and Max has not begun to heal. And when he gets a clue to the real reason for her death, he uses all his skills and all the infrastructure at his disposal to track the men down. For years, Max has blamed himself, wondering whether the death was an accident or an attempt to get back at him, the homicide detective. Until he hears the recording, he never thought that his wife had been silenced for something that she'd strayed into, on her own. Max is pig-headed, ignoring the warnings from his bosses, putting his job on the line, as well as pushing aside his partner, Nikki, and all her attempts to help him. He uncovers corruption, closer to home than he realizes, and a dark world of twisted love and brutality. But can he take the moral high ground? With his revenge fantasies compelling him to hunt down the man responsible, is he as bad as his bent colleagues or the killers themselves? The Deep Dark Descending is about the depths of grief and how it can pull you under, turning you into the living dead, wandering through life as a ghost with a broken heart as you're haunted by the future that was stolen from you. It's also about duty, to a job, to a detective's badge, to justice, or to the memory of your wife. It's about questioning who you are and what you'd be capable of if your lover was killed. So if you like snow and ice, moral dilemmas, tortured homicide detectives, corruption and lies, you might like The Deep Dark Descending by Alan Eskins. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.